The Oral Health Services of the Ministry of Health and Social Services celebrates Oral Health Week on an annual basis. The theme for this year's celebration is educating and advocating for optimum oral health. Oral health forms an integral part of general health, as it touches every aspect of our lives and should not be taken for granted. The World Health Organization defines oral health as a state of being free from chronic mouth and facial pain, oral and throat cancer, oral sores, birth defects such as cleft lip and palate, periodontal disease, tooth decay and tooth loss, and other diseases and disorders that affect the oral cavity. Oral health is a significant contributor to the quality of life and is affected by the many social, economic, and lifestyle-related risk factors. The Oral Health Services celebrates this week of activities with its aim being to improve the oral health of the population through outreach and educational programs, with the hope to raise the awareness of the importance of adopting good oral hygiene practices. Preventative dental care is important for all ages, particularly young people between the stages of childhood, adolescence, and early childhood, and is the key to long-term oral health and overall health. It is therefore hoped that persons will become more involved and take responsibility for their oral health care. Oral health continues to be a critical aspect of general health conditions around the world, and because of its weight in the global burden of disease, its associated treatment costs, and the potential for effective prevention, it has been given priority globally. Poor oral health, which causes pain or discomfort, disrupts the normal functioning of the body, resulting in persons being unable to function properly. Thus, work output is reduced or is halted, completely due to an inability to function. Dental decay and gum disease are among the most common among the children and adult population. Worldwide, 60-90% of school children and nearly 100% of adults have dental cavities, which can be prevented by maintaining a constant low level of fluoride in the oral cavity. Severe periodontal disease, which may result in tooth loss, is found in 15-20% of middle age, that is adults 35 to 44 years. And globally, about 30% of people aged 65 to 74 have no natural teeth. However, with early detection and intervention, dental caries and periodontal diseases can be either prevented or treated at a reduced cost. Individuals can take actions for themselves and for persons under their care to prevent oral disease and maintain health. With appropriate diet and nutrition, primary prevention of many oral diseases can be achieved. Lifestyle behaviors that affect general health, such as tobacco use, excessive alcohol consumption, poor dietary choices, poor oral hygiene, and other social determinants affect oral health as well. The risk factors for oral diseases are also the risk factors that are common to chronic non-communicable diseases. Oral health, therefore, is a significant contributor to the quality of life. According to the oral health policy for Dominica, fluoridation remains the most effective and socially equitable means of achieving community-wide exposure to the curious prevention effects of fluoride. Therefore, this government will continue to provide the material and human resources needed to ensure that the program continues. The Oral Health Services of the Ministry of Health and Social Services offer services in all of the 7 health districts on the island. Clinics are located in Marigot, Portsmouth, La Plaine, Castlebruce, Salibia, Grand Bay, St. Joseph, and Roseau. Some of the health centers where the clinics were located sustained serious damages after the passage of Hurricane Maria, and the Ministry of Health and Social Services, with the help of the Maintenance Department, has been working feverishly to get all of the services restored in the quickest possible time. At present, Roseau, Portsmouth, Marigot, St. Joseph, Grand Bay, and Salibia are all functional. While the Ministry of Health and Social Services is working tirelessly to assist you, I implore you to have regular dental examinations at least once a year. Brush your teeth at least twice daily, to include nighttime, with a fluoridated toothpaste. Floss daily. Reduce the frequency of sugar consumption. Eat healthy foods. Reduce alcohol consumption. And of course, quit smoking. As the theme this year says, educating and advocating for optimum oral health. I encourage you to take the necessary measures to ensure that you maintain good oral hygiene practices in order to have good overall health. I thank you.